The other thing that we were talking about is the synergy between the effectiveness of local therapy and systemic therapy. So if you look back at the original studies that said local therapy doesn't impact on survival, things like NSABP B04, an old mastectomy trial where no systemic therapy was given, even though patients had big tumors and lots of positive nodes, there was no difference between doing a radical mastectomy and doing a simple mastectomy and dissecting the axilla later. Same thing in NSABP B06, where you look at the radiation after lumpectomy versus the no radiation arm, big difference in local failure rates, no difference in survival in a study where only node-positive patients received systemic therapy. So what we're arguing is that as the effectiveness of systemic therapy has increased, the potential benefit of surgery in removing small foci of disease that might be resistant to systemic therapy is also going to increase. And that at some point in time, ideally, we'll go over the top of the curve on the other side where systemic therapy is so effective that it will completely eradicate bulky disease. We're not there yet. If you look at complete response rates in neoadjuvant therapy studies, you see that, you know, even with things like ACT as a neoadjuvant therapy, that pathologic complete response is only seen in about 25% of women. Now, the neoadjuvant trastuzumab data is more interesting because that says the complete response rate may be as high as 50%, but still that leaves 50% of patients with residual disease and needing local therapy.